Project Veritas, private school dean had LGBTQ plus health staff give sex toys to students, discuss queer sex in classroom. By Spencer Lindquist on December 8, 2022. A Chicago private school dean of student life bragged about having LGBTQ plus health staffers give children sex toys and teach queer sex. A video from Project Veritas reveals. Joseph Bruno, the dean of student life at Francis W. Parker School, bragged in a video released by Project Veritas that during the school's annual Pride Week, he had our LGBTQ plus health center come in to the classroom. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students. He went on to say that they discussed queer sex as well as using lube versus using spit. Bruno said that the children involved were between the ages of 14 and 18. Bruno quotes the students in the video, saying, "They're like, how does this, butt plug and dildo, work?" He added, "That's a really cool part of my job." Bruno also told the Project Veritas journalist that we had a drag queen come in, pass out cookies and brownies and do photos. When Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe attempted to speak with Bruno outside of Francis W. Parker School, the dean ran into the school building. O'Keefe was told to leave the premises. The Francis W. Parker School sent out an email claiming that the video was edited with malicious intent. pic.twitter.com/o4ndr8cw5l. Project Veritas, at project_Veritas, December 8, 2022. The school also had a scientist in residence named Dr. Mika Tosca. Tosca is a man who identifies as a woman. He has made several inappropriate comments on social media, where he has discussed doing an exorbitant amount of party drugs off the toilet seat and having sex with every man who had a pulse. The Francis W. Parker School is associated with the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, which calls itself the largest association of independent schools. Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris revealed in February that NAIS pushed queer-inclusive gender curriculum and transgender ideology on children in preschool. A covert network of concerned parents called Undercover Mothers has formed to fight back against the indoctrination of students at the hands of the NAIS. The organization describes indoctrination in the private school system as a form of elite capture. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.